morning. I'm Bob Helbeck, the senior minister at the First Church of Christ in East Palestine, Ohio, and I'm glad you've joined us for our devotions this morning. Over the last couple of weeks, we've been looking at the nine qualities identified as the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5. These are qualities the Holy Spirit wants us to develop in our lives. They are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now, in 2 Peter 1, verses 5 through 7, Peter reiterates a few of these characteristics: goodness, self-control, kindness, and love. And he tells us we are to add them to our faith. But he also gives us four additional qualities that we are to add to our faith as Christians. Let's look at 2 Peter 1, 5 through 7. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to your goodness, knowledge. Now, there's our first new quality. And to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, our second new quality. To perseverance, godliness, our third new quality. And to godliness, brotherly affection, and to brotherly affection, love. Now, brotherly affection is our fourth new quality. So the four additional qualities we are add to our lives are knowledge, perseverance, godliness, and brotherly affection. Now, when you add those four qualities to the nine qualities listed as the fruit of the Spirit, you have a baker's dozen. 13 qualities that we are to add to our lives. Not only add to our lives, but Peter says here in verse 5, we are to make every effort to add these to our lives. Every effort. We are going to examine each of the four virtues over the next few days. But today I want you to think about this. How would you react to a person who exemplified all 13 of these qualities in their life all the time? I can't help but to think a person like that would influence me. A person like that would encourage me. A person like that would enlighten me. I would respect them. I would listen to them. I would appreciate them. That type of person would be a joy to work with, to rub shoulders with. That type of person would be uplifting and a real blessing. But think for a moment of someone who had 13 characteristics that are the opposite of these 13. That person would be out of control, mean, miserable, easily annoyed, hypocritical, overbearing, evil, unloving, full of strife and worry, a quitter, ignorant, ungodly, and uncaring, even when it came to their family. Now, which person would you want to hang around with? If we as Christians live as God has called us to live, we will change the world. We will bless the world. We will be the light to the world. We will be the salt to the world. And we will win the world for Jesus. Father, the qualities you want us to develop in our lives are so admirable that if we actually embodied them, winning the world would be a cinch. It would change marriages, families, churches, neighborhoods, and work environments. It would actually change the world. Help us, Father. I mean, really help us, Father, to apply what you have asked us to do to our faith.
Thanks for listening. We're not currently meeting together because of the coronavirus outbreak, so be sure to subscribe to our podcast to get all of our online services and daily devotions delivered right to your phone. You can find us in iTunes and Google Podcasts, or listen online at www.cocep.org. Have a great week.